Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we are back at 617. Doug Peterson is approaching our trailer as we talk right now. And Al, I just got to tell you, I do not know how to act. And I'm going to be the fool this whole day today.
Oh, cool.
Because I was coming in. You have to check in at a shed.
Yeah, shed.
And I congratulated the people in the shed.
Oh, they did a good
job.
For
winning the championship.
They all did a good job.
But I'm not even sure they worked here then.
Didn't matter.
I don't know how to act now that the Eagles are champions. How you doing, Doug? Doug
Peterson. Well.
Doug, help me out here a little bit, all right? I covered the Eagles for a long time. Now I've been doing this for 30 years, and I don't know how to act at Eagles training camp because you guys are the champs. It's all different now, isn't it?
It's all different. It's all and to me, for me to be on your show, I think this is the first time I've ever done this live.
I don't think I've interviewed you face to face since you played here.
So yeah. this is a treat for me. But no, this training camp has been different. You know, the mentality's different with the guys. You know, they're chest up, shoulders back type of a mentality, and it's been a lot of fun. Been a lot of hard work, but you know. It's tough to defend.
All right, I have I want to introduce you properly. You are a former Eagles quarterback, now championship head coach, and published author. I do want to talk to you about the book. You got a book coming out next week. That's exciting, right?
I haven't seen you
do the talk shows. I thought you would do like
it's a coming.
Talk.
It's coming.
It is coming.
Yeah,
ooh, it doesn't
coming.
Sound like you like it. You
know, it's right? it's just something you got to do. It's part of the process. But I'm waiting for that day to come and go.
All right, the whole city is already like real nervous, and we're thrilled we get to talk to you first here today, Doug, because there's a report out that it is possible Alshon Jeffrey will not be able to play the first six games. You're going to put him on the PUP list. Can you give us an update on his status?
Well, he's obviously doing extremely well with his rehab, number one. And he's doing everything he can to get himself ready, to get himself healthy. And I'm not going to sit here and divulge any kind of information as far as, you know, roster and things like that, because I don't want to give anything away to, you know, obviously our opponents. But, you know, we're working every single day. He's working extremely hard. Can't wait for the day we get him back and get him working with the offense.
How hard is it to be a wide receiver and have a torn rotator cuff?
Well, it's hard because, you know, you got a lot of balls above your head, and, you know, you got to move that shoulder around quite a bit to catch the ball in really low, high, medium, and all of that. So it's all part of the strength process, I think, that he's going through right now. And those are things that, you know, he's working with Josh Hinks, our strength coach, and getting himself prepared.
So that catch he made in the back of the end zone, where he full extension, I'm thinking that might have hurt. right?
It probably would have hurt just landing the way he did in the back of that end zone.
Wow. What's a rehab like for something like that? I know for a pitcher, it's a lot different than a receiver.
Well, the biggest thing is just the strength. You know, having the procedure done, you know, after the season, and then just the rest, the rehab on that. But mainly the strength. The strength training is the biggest thing, where he's been able, you know, where he can get his, you know, his hand, his arm above his head, and the range of motion is also, I think, probably the biggest thing that he's focused on right now.
Have you made a decision? I know you're not ready to announce it, but have you made a decision about what you're going to do with Alshon?
Not yet. No,
you have not.
No,
okay.
We have not.
Let me move on to Carson, because that's the other big issue. Everyone in the city loves him. We also love Foles now, by the way. He won the Super Bowl for us. What has his process been like the last 6 months? How hard is it to do what he's done, and how much has he put himself into it?
Well, you know, number one, this guy's a competitor. He attacked not only the football field last year, as he played, but he's also attacked his rehab, and this is something that you don't see every single day. with a guy that's this determined to make it back to the football field. And he's done extremely well. We put a plan in place before training camp started. We were able to see him early in camp in some 11-on-11 drills and just see where he was at physically, and he did a really nice job there. So, you know, now we've just continued to develop his progress through individual work, through 7-on-7s, he's done an outstanding job. He's so determined to get himself back out on the football field that I think a lot of the other injured guys are following suit.
Well, that, and I'm looking at that, and I'm going, all right, if the decision is he's got to wait a few more weeks, how hard a conversation is that for you, knowing how hard he worked?
Well, those are tough decisions, tough conversations you got to have. But, you know, in this situation, I just think of it this way. You know, I became a head coach 2 years ago here in Philadelphia. Carson was the quarterback that we drafted 2 years ago. He and I are attached at the hip, and I want to make sure that he's 100%. You know, so these conversations are, for me, they're actually easy to have, even though I kind of know what his reaction could be or can be. But they're conversations that we must have and continue to have so that, his mindset, my mindset, Nick's mindset, we're all on the same page, and there's no gray in any of the decisions that we make moving forward.
Final decision, Doug Peterson's, Carson Wentz's, the doctors. Who gets the last word?
Bottom line, medical.
Doctors. All right. And they're in, I guess, constant consultation.
Every single day.
They're involved with the process as it goes along.
Every single day.
Right.
Yeah.
So many other things I want to ask you about. I guess one of the biggest things is, what's your mindset? Chris Long has said that he has moved beyond the Super Bowl. He doesn't even want to talk about it anymore. You got the same mindset right now?
I do.
You
do? I'm Angelo, you know, it's one of those things where it was great in the offseason. It was great to be patted on the back and continue to be patted on the back and for what we've accomplished for this city, for these fans. But right now, this world championship is for the fans. Let them enjoy it. We've got to focus on our 2018 season, get ready to go. Nothing's going to be handed to us. We're going to have to go get everything each and every week, and that's why these guys are out here busting their tail, through this training camp.
All right, now, you did this last year without six of your best players. And they're back, or in various, at least five of them look like they might even be ready to start the season, Doug. Then we all assume this is actually a more talented roster than the one you ended last year with. You think that's true?
Well, I think on paper, you look at the depth of where at each position, the depth that we have. It's definitely the deepest roster in my 3 years here that we've had, and so
that's exciting. It's real exciting because in this league we got to cut our roster down to 53 here in a couple of weeks, and the hardest thing is you're gonna have to cut good players, and you're gonna have to cut players that are probably gonna end up on rosters somewhere else. But I do believe that this is on paper. We're still missing, Timmy Jernigan. We're still missing, Brandon Graham. We're still missing those guys. But on paper, it looks like a pretty good solid roster.
What are the biggest questions you have going into the season?
Well, I think for me, it's going to be the injured players. Right. Where are they come week one? That to me is the biggest question. And I'm not concerned about quarterback, because obviously we got two tremendous quarterbacks, and so we're comfortable there. And receiver, we're with Mike Wallace, the addition of Mike Wallace, he brings he brings some value, some depth to what we're doing. But just the health of the injured guys, that to me is the biggest question going into the start of the season.
And you may not know that until the week leading into the first game, right?
Exactly right.
You
exactly
won't know.
Right. We won't know, and a lot of it depends on obviously the medical, where they are physically, how they've done in their rehab, and are they ready to get back on the field?
Your old buddy Frank Reich was talking about you yesterday at training camp.
Oh boy!
And he said, every single time you guys made the red zone, Doug Peterson expected to score on the very next play. He said, you are incredibly aggressive. And I have seen you quoted saying you like being called aggressive, right? Were you that way as a player? Because we never really got to see that. Where does the aggression come from?
I don't know. I've been asked. That's a great question. Yeah. I don't know where that comes from. I think growing up with my parents, my mom and dad, of course, my dad has some military background. He was in the Air Force. And I think the way he led our household and raised us as kids to be You know, I don't want to say it was strict, but it was a rigid household, you know, growing up. And I think some of that stems from that. I think I got a little bit of that from my dad and just the aggressive towards us, but just his aggressive nature and the way he coached us and the way he raised us a little bit and to kind of stand on our own 2 feet. And I think just also the fact that, listen, I was never really touted as a top athlete, quarterback, whatever, whether I was going into college or coming out of college. So I think for me, there was a little bit of that, you know, built up inside, kind of the underdog mentality that we faced last season. And for me, you know, I think that's where a little bit of this stems from. And, you know, I made up my mind too, you know, 2 years ago that really, given this opportunity as being the head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles or wherever it might be, that you only get one chance and one opportunity to do this. And so I want to make sure that I do it right.
I got to tell you, and that's maybe that all leads to the name of your book, Fearless, because yeah, people are still talking about the Philly special, and people are still talking about how daring some of your decisions were. That was the mindset going in. You only get the one shot. I'm going to put it all out there, whatever, and that's how we won a Super Bowl in Philadelphia.
Yeah, I mean, that, you know, it's calculated. It's not on a whim. It's not just gut feel, which sometimes a fourth down during the regular season could be a gut feel based on how your players are playing and how, you know, the situation arises. But, you know, for me, again, it was trusting my players, trusting my coaches. You know, for me, it was about out here on this grass, out here on this practice field, putting our players in those situations where when I make the decision during the game, there's no hesitation. So when you see Nick Foles come to the sideline and suggest Philly, there's no hesitation.
Yeah,
it's like, that's the play. That's the one we need. That's the spark that's going to help us win this football game. And that's the collaboration process that we talk about a lot, whether it's between me and Howie or me and the players or the players and the coaches. And it helped us win that championship.
So all these fourth down risks that you take, many of them work. You never say to yourself, what if it doesn't?
You can't.
You don't.
You can't. You can't. You can't second guess. You can't go, oh man, did I make the right decision? I think if you do that, yeah, you're probably going to be like a 50-50 type of a, you know, team, you know. And listen, these decisions are not just, you know, fly by the seat of my pants and just go, oh, I think I should go for it right here. These are calculated. I listen to, you know, some of the analytics, some of the numbers that we talk about during the week, the different situations and scenarios that pop up in games. And these are things that we study, and these are things that I study during the week. So I can prepare not only myself for the call, but I can prepare our team for that situation.
What's it like to write a book?
Well, fortunately, I didn't have to write it.
I had to talk a lot.
We spent we spent many hours, several weekends. Yeah. I wanted to make sure it didn't take time away from here at NovaCare, and so we spent a lot of weekends, you know, together and just talking and just kind of going through, you know, just kind of starting with the Super Bowl and working backwards and it for me it was, you know. As you know, Angelo, I'm a private person. I don't like to put my stuff. I'm not on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Don't do any of that kind of stuff. So this, to me, is a way to kind of let people sort of inside, you know, to read the book, to kind of get a taste, get a feel for who I am as a person. And it was a fun project. Now that I look back on it, it was fun. It turned out really, really well, and I'm excited for the release.
It's released next August 21st. I think it's next Tuesday.
Correct.
Doug, one last thing. You were in the NFL 12 years, but you never really got the payday that a big star quarterback gets. And I don't think you got that big a payday when you got hired here. But you did just get an extension after being a Super Bowl coach. Does it feel different when you finally won the financial security you have won now?
You know, it's definitely it's very nice, and it's humbling to be honored that way. But, you know, I'm not going to let it change who I am. I'm still going to go out here every single day and bust my tail for these players, for these coaches, for this organization. And I don't want it to I don't want it to steer me in a down a path that I don't want to go down, because I've seen it too many times. You see it, you know, every single day how you know situations like this can change people, and I don't want it to do that. I want to stay completely grounded and humble, and I'm very honored, obviously, for Mr. Lurie to and Howie Roseman to trust me enough to, you know, have this extension. And but listen, I'm here for these players and coaches, and roll up my sleeves every single day, and you know, work to win another Super Bowl.
Well, I don't have to tell you that the gift that you and your team gave to this city last February will never go away. It'll be with us for the rest of our lives, and you'll never have to buy a meal in this town.
I tell you, it's right? So special. It's so special. We've had two open practices and over 75, almost 80,000 fans, in two practices. So it just goes to show us as players and coaches and people that work for the organization how special it really meant to this city.
Well, Doug, thank you. I'm looking forward to getting to talk to you after each of your Eagles wins, because it's all wins this year, right?
Yes, all. That's right.
I got you winning 14. I got you winning 14. But, Doug, thank you so much for being a part of our show and giving us such straight answers for the years that you've been here.
Well, I appreciate it, Angelo. And, I guess the last thing is just, we do a lot of this for the fans, obviously, in this city, and the passion that this town has for the Eagles. And it's fun every Sunday to go into that stadium across the street and just, see our fans, the electricity, not only in the parking lot and tailgates and all of that, but the electricity in the stadium. And that's what it's all about, and that's why we do what we do.
Is coaching more fun than being a starting quarterback? You've done
well. Well, I mean, the starting quarterback gets a little more glamour,
But what's more fun?
I've won a Super Bowl as a player, and I've won it as a coach. Yeah. Obviously, for me, it's a little more special. It's more special, actually, as a coach.
As a coach,
Yeah, for sure.
Well, that's great. Congratulations to you and your team, and good luck on another great season.
Thank you very much.
Doug Peterson, head coach, Philadelphia Eagles.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.